Okay, let's see if this is gonna work. Kia ora everybody, I've just checked in. I'm just gonna close that so it's not so bright. Not too sure if it's working yet. Let's see if I can get some people saying hi, kia ora, or a thumbs up, then I know I'm working. Let's see, here we go. Number one's come up, here comes a thumb. A few people coming up. Yep, good afternoon, kia ora everybody. Hey Desiree, good to see you. You're the first one on. Look at all these thumbs coming up. Great to see everyone. Kia ora, good afternoon. Well, we have landed in Tāmaki in Auckland, and we just had a really good meeting with the police about tomorrow's rally. And just want to say hi to Shayna. Kia ora, Shayna. And to all of you out there. And just want to wish you all an awesome day today. Hey Stussy. Hey, Lisa. Hey, Anne. All right. Hey, Tracy. And hey, Zach. And who else we got there? Samantha, good to see you, Samantha. Judy, kia ora, Judy. And kia ora, Tania. Kia ora, Eric. Hey, hope all is well over there. Hey, Rob, good to see you, bro. Katarina, good to see you. Sinet. Okay, guys, I've got to get this message out there really loud and clear today. Right, so we've just had a really good meeting with the New Zealand Police about our rally tomorrow. And I've got to say thanks very much to George, who's our liaison officer. And he's a good guy. He really is. And he wants to see a very safe and successful event tomorrow. And they're going to work with us and closely to make sure that everyone's safe and everyone's cool and everyone has a good whānau day. That's really number one, because there's no point in us all coming together as a whānau to send a clear message to this government and that we don't tolerate what they're doing to us, to our rights and freedoms, and the general destruction of our Kiwi way of life. And we don't want to send that message and in the same process destroy what we stand for. Okay, so number one, we stand for community safety and caring for each other. So what we want tomorrow is just to, and what I want to remind you to do right now is that when you come tomorrow, and we've got bus loads of people coming from all over the country, guys, it's just amazing. I'm getting all the messages in the world from whānau that from all over the country. We've had people fly in today from the South Island. People are coming in to support each other, to support us, and to share a really important message that we New Zealanders, we care for each other, regardless of race, regardless of all this other stuff. We care for each other, and we want to defend our freedoms and our futures. That's really important. But I just want to make some things really, really clear to you guys out there as a family. And that's number one, is that this government will use any excuse they can to come down on myself, Jamie Lee, Advanced New Zealand, and the Liberty March people if we don't do our very, very best to keep everybody safe. And what I mean by that, it's really simple. If you come in a group of 10, stay in your bubble. If you're on your own or a couple of you, just practice social distancing 2 meters. It's really that simple. And if we can do that tomorrow, we're going to be just awesome, right? We're going to have a great day. And we've got, they've given us all of Queen Street to take over after the march. Where we go from Aotea Square at 12 o'clock after our speeches there, we're going to march down safely as a whānau to Takutai, down to Puramart. And it's going to be awesome. The police are doing everything they can to keep us all safe and to clear the roads, all that stuff. And they've really gone... gone beyond what I, you know, no pun intended, beyond the call of duty to really make this a really awesome event for us. And so what I really want to say to all of our whānau that's coming to tomorrow, everyone, is that let's do our best to show these guys down in Wellington who want to close us down, who want to give us a hard time. And believe you me, we are people of interest in this team. There's nothing clearer than that, that we need to ensure that we look after each other, look after this movement, and that we just play by the rules, we play by the game, and keeping ourselves safely in our bubble, safely in social distancing, because what we do want to do, that's not about being corrupted, and you need to open up your eyes about that. We are not towing the line on anything. What we don't want to do is find ourselves as organisers arrested after the event and imprisoned so we cannot continue this fight. So we need to do this. It's part of our commitment to you guys that we're doing this, commitment to the movement, and this is what we need to do. We need to be out there tomorrow sending a clear message to these guys that we are going to defend our rights and freedoms. We are going to fight this fight and get into government and be present for the elections. That's what it's all about here. There's no point in being like the Outdoors Party, being like Social Credit, being like all these parties that become expert lobbyists outside of government. We need to be in government, whānau, so that we can change things and defend our futures. And it's so, yeah, hi, Chris, mate. I'm going to ring you too, brother. Hope you're well, man. And, you know, it's important that we as a team really send this message clear. I mean, ask yourselves this. Do you really want to see me and Jamie Lee Ross and our team imprisoned because we had an event that went out of hand? No, I don't think anyone wants to do that. Craig, no, you've got to understand, Craig, that we don't want to see any one of us arrested and imprisoned, right? Not for this. I'm willing to go to jail for my beliefs to defend us. I am. But we have to make sure that we as a family keep each other and safe. It's happened every week. It's been great with the Liberty Marches. But we are absolutely expecting thousands of people tomorrow. And what we are saying is we don't want any lockdowns. We want this government out. We want to change things immediately. And we need to do it the right way. That's all I'm saying. And it's my job to keep you guys safe, keep our team safe, and do the right thing. So don't be disappointed. This is about sending a clear government. We are sick of this control. Because believe you me, it's been made very, very clear this morning to me, today, that this government is watching us very, very closely. They'll be watching us closely tomorrow, and believe me, if they can, they will close Advance New Zealand down, and we don't want that. And we don't want any more blinking, we don't want any reason for this government to do any more than what it's trying to do to us. You know, put it like this, in the last week, Advance New Zealand has withstood the most unbelievable attacks we've ever experienced or expected, and, you know, it's just been awesome, just amazing to watch it, you know, the attacks that we're dealing with. And so what we want to do is make sure that we beat these people. We've got to beat them. We've got to end the lockdowns and end the stupidity of this government who think that they are the single source of truth. How do we get our message out there? And that's by coming together as a whānau tomorrow and sending the message really clear, because, you know, this government is beyond unbelievable. The stuff that I know that's happening, guys, you know, you just cannot believe it. Craig, brother Craig, you know, I hear your heart and I know what you're saying. I'm as defiant about this government as you can believe I can be. We are all defiant about this government. We don't believe what they're doing is right. We are standing fully against it. So just make sure that we do this peacefully and powerfully tomorrow. Absolutely. And that's what it's about. You know what? And think of it like this. You know, in Melbourne right now, the police are trying to stop any protests happening. They're trying to bully people. They're trying to do all that. I've just had a meeting with a good event liaison manager for the police, and he was cool. He really was. He's been very, 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 very helpful. And they want to do it. They want to do it right tomorrow by us as well. There'll be no intervention by them. We just look after each other. Kia ora, Khalifa, Malo. And we want to do the right thing, Craig. So hopefully, bro, you can come and shake my hand tomorrow, and let's bloom and let's hang out together tomorrow, because that's what it takes. This is our chance to show the world, like Berlin has, like Dublin has, like Brisbane has. You know, people are out there, man. I was watching the Brisbane event the other day, and it was just awesome. You had big, big groups of people all around over the park, and everyone was the person had a mask on. It was awesome. It was fantastic. And so that's what we're looking to do tomorrow, is do it well and show them that we are sensible, logical, and we know what we're doing. So guys, I just want to, I just really want to say thanks to you all. We've got a big one tomorrow. I look forward to seeing you all 12 o'clock at the RTS Square. We've got a big PA system so we can talk through and we can work together and to have an awesome, successful event, and it won't be the last one. If we need to have another one before the elections, we will. And, you know, we just need to pull together and get through this event and send our message loud and clear, whānau. We're not going to tolerate this government anymore. They are gone. They are gone. And we're not going to allow National to come in with a Greens coalition or anything like that anymore. NZ First, goodbye, gone. They threw us under the bus last year, you know, at the last election. They're not going to have a chance to do it after the next one. So let's do this together. Let's all be together tomorrow. Let's look after each other. Let's just do it, man. Let's do it. I'm so looking forward to seeing you. I'm really, really excited, guys. This is the biggest thing I've ever done in my life, next to marrying my beautiful wife and having my children and my whānau and working for the Lord. This is the biggest thing that I've ever been involved in. So make sure that you come tomorrow. Come with aroha in your heart and let's do this together. Advance New Zealand, always your voice. Yes, we are saying things that the government don't want to tolerate. Why? Because they're the single truth, source of truth. They want to nail us, whānau. They want to nail us. We're your power because this is a people's movement. We're your party because you wanted it, a vehicle to defend our futures and our freedoms, and we're it. So bless you all, guys. All my best. And if we hear anything else tonight, I'll do another post, or Jamie Lee might. But I'll see you tomorrow, 12 o'clock, Aotea Square. We're going to have some important, powerful speeches, all done with manaaki and aroha for each other. And then we're going to march down together as one whānau, down to Pritamant, and we're going to have more speeches, and we're going to be together as a family. Take care all. God bless. Kia ora. And man, look forward to seeing you all tomorrow. Travel safely here too, by the way. Take care. Kia ora.